Hello, this is Mona Lisa 32, and I'm excited to bring you a new story that I found myself on our Incest. It came up on my feed. It's called B/S on vacation at my parents, and my sister is acting like she never has before. And this is written by user Select Gift. And actually, this first post was posted a year ago. So just to give you an idea how long this person has been posting. Here we go. Hello, everyone. I was actually looking for people in similar circumstances to mine, but I figured it wouldn't hurt to just get this off my chest. Maybe even get your thoughts. I'm sorry in advance if I ramble too much or for any grammar mistakes. English is a second language. I'm 28 and live in Canada. I recently, about 3 months ago, broke up with a 6-year-long relationship. In an effort to keep my mind off it, I decided to fly back to Central America for a couple of weeks. My whole family lives there. I figured seeing them is just the kind of thing I needed. Plus, the warm climate wouldn't hurt either. After a couple of weeks of being here, COVID has picked up and my parents have insisted I stay here for a bit longer. At the very least, until it's safer to travel out of here. Sorry for rambling already. I'll just jump right into my situation. I have a younger sister. She's 24 and still lives at home. We've always been close. We have never had issues talking about sex or our partners. She stayed with me in Canada for about a year, and we had to share my one-bedroom apartment. I had to get an additional twin bed put in my room, so it was also not super crazy to catch each other in underwear. We didn't necessarily undress or change openly, but if we had happened to walk by each other, just finishing to get ready or for bed, or it wasn't a big deal. This happened a while back, so when I got home earlier last month, it took us a while to get close again. It was a bit awkward for some reason. It almost felt like we had forgotten the things we had in common or the things we enjoyed doing together. She has her friends here, a boy she's talking to, so she was pretty busy when I walked back into everyone's life. It took some time to adjust. The last week and a half, however, we started connecting again, and suddenly, it's like a switch went off. She is constantly checking to see if I want to hang out. We're staying up late just watching movies or just talking. It's fun. Little by little, though, it's almost like she's been getting even more comfortable than before. Some nights, she's been coming into my room wearing only a t-shirt, or she'll be talking to me and just change in front of me. These were things that never happened before. The first time she took her shirt off in front of me, I just quietly left the room. I didn't think much of it, as in the past. Well, this wouldn't have happened. I would have done the same and just given her some space. But she's been doing it so much lately that it became almost impossible to avoid it. We'll be right in the middle of the conversation and she'll just start changing. So it feels like I'd have to cut her off mid-sentence in order to leave. Our rooms are across the hallway from each other's, with a bathroom in between them. Last Friday, we were talking from each other's rooms, just almost yelling about going out to the movies and planning a time. Both of our doors were open. I had my laptop open with the schedules as we were discussing it. I just grabbed my laptop and walked over to her room. The conversation was still going. I wouldn't assume that she knew I was coming over. But when I walked into her room, I just froze. She was hanging out on her bed, laying on her stomach, facing the door in just her underwear. She's an athlete, so she's in peak physical condition. She was wearing this matching set of laced blue bra and panties. I honestly couldn't tell you exactly what I felt, but I felt something. I don't think I've ever seen my sister this way. I don't know what it was. I've just seen glimpses of her butt before. I've seen her in just underwear, but I'd never felt anything looking at her. I think it was just the fact that she was just openly nakedish, hanging out. My parents' house is pretty big, so it's not likely that my parents would be coming around to our side of the house without at least calling out for us. But still, they could come over any time. Like, I'm not sure how to convey just how weird and how out of place it was. Oh my God, her ass looked incredible. The image was just imprinted in my brain. I've not been able to get it out. Her whole body looked incredible. The very smooth skin of her butt, her tiny waist, the bit of cleavage accentuated by the way she was holding her torso up. I just kind of stood there at the doorway quietly, looking at her. Having not finished my sentence, she was looking at her phone. She used my pause to say something about her one friend, or the guy she's seeing, or the movie we were watching, or how she cured cancer. I could not tell you to save my life. She finished her sentence and then looked up at me. She looked so pretty, too. She had some makeup on as well. The only thing I could get out was, "Do you normally just hang out naked with your door open?" She said something to the effect of, "If you can't be comfortable at home, where can you be?" I was really only operating at 40% at that point. I was so thrown off. I didn't really keep that conversation going. I just told her to look for the theater schedule herself and let me know what time we were leaving. And then I left. We went to the movies that night and had so much fun. Like, for a movie, way too much fun. We just really enjoyed each other's company. I really also enjoy cooking. So Saturday morning, I woke up early and decided to make breakfast for the whole family. My parents were still asleep when she walked into the kitchen and pinched my bum. She's done this many times before, but this time it threw me right off. I was like a kid with a schoolyard crush. Later, I suggested we should go out for drinks that night. We did. Some of her friends came, super fun and whatnot. Her friends all came with a date each. One by one, they started leaving until it was just me and my sister. We joked around at some point. We both laughed and then just sat a little in silence. Again, something else we are both extremely used to. But all these little things we always do have been coming with little ways of being different. She broke the silence, saying, "You were a good date tonight. Didn't make me wish I had a boyfriend here." She made a couple of serious, unrelated comments and then told me she had already paid for our tab. I said something to the effect of, "Wow, if you're trying to get me to put out after this date, you'll need to spend a bit more." She just said, "Oh, buddy, believe me, if I was trying to make you put out, you'd put out." Ah, I'm sure she was joking. It's very much her brand of humor. But boy, was she right. Shit, I would have paid for the drinks and put out. LOL. When we got home, we said goodnight. When I was already in bed, just in my phone, she walked into the room in another really nice set of underwear. Just brushing her teeth. She didn't say anything. She just stood there brushing her teeth. She'd make eye contact a little bit and then slowly wander around, almost like she was looking at shit in the room, as if she was in a museum. I asked her if I could help her, and she said the long dark hallway in front of the bathroom freaked her out, and she just wanted to be in the light. Why she didn't go into the bathroom, I could not tell you. Then she left. I peeked at her butt. Jesus Christ. Sunday. I spent away with friends, so we haven't seen each other since Saturday night. I'm so sorry for such a long post. Honestly, I don't even know what I'm trying to get out of coming here. I guess I just feel like I needed to tell someone, even if there isn't much to tell. So that's it. Sorry for the huge rant. I'll keep you guys updated if anything else transpires. This is update 1. The other one was 0. I'm just going to keep the numbering same because the other one I just confused everybody. Hey, folks. Thank you very much for the responses. LOL. Thank you in particular to those who saw fit to call me a pussy for not, quote unquote, doing anything. Who knows? Maybe I'm indeed a pussy. But to be honest, though, I'm not even really sure what to make of what's been happening or what I want out of this or even what my fantasy scenario would be. I mean, after all, she is my sister. I still see her as a snot-nosed kid I used to torment and would embarrass me in front of my friends. It really hasn't been up until very, very recently that I've started seeing her as a sexual individual. I'm by no means certain that I'd want a total shift in our relationship. Now, with that said, I do want to keep whatever's happening going. So there it is. That's the reason why I haven't whipped out my dick in front of her within 5 minutes of seeing her in her underwear. Sorry, this hasn't played out like a Family Strokes video. I hate to disappoint. Also, I wouldn't want to make a comment that's going to make her feel doubtful or untrusting of me. Particularly if what she's experiencing is just a feeling herself and open to be comfortable around me. Having said that, I do appreciate the people having reached out and sent me a message. I apologize if I don't reply to all of you. This is a throwaway, and I'm not really on top of it. But I'll read all the messages and address all questions or suggestions within the updates. Now to today's events. I work online, so I haven't had the need to leave the house. She has an athletic scholarship for university. Right now, the school is closed because of the latest surge of COVID. So the only time she leaves is to do training. After that, we're pretty much always home. My parents have a business together and they have been needing to travel within the region. Because of this, they have barely been home. We're all vaccinated, but they are just trying to do the least amount of trips as possible. So they'll stay in a hotel if they only have a day or two in between trips. So it's been mostly just my sister and I. This morning, she came into my room around 11 a.m. whining about being bored. I was working and she said she'd have to find something to do without me. I was sitting on my bed against the headboard with my laptop on my lap, and then she jumped onto the bed and grabbed a couple of pillows and piled them up at the end of the bed and leaned against them. So she was facing me with her feet near the top of my body. She just hung out on TikTok, but after a while got really quiet and muted her phone. She didn't say anything for a while. A couple of minutes later, she bent her knees up, so now I could see her crotch. She was wearing these light-colored yoga pants. It really accentuated a camel toe. I kept peeking every once in a while. She was absolutely focused on her phone, so she wouldn't have seen me. After a bit, she got up, left the room, and came back to the same position, but now she had her headphones on with her. She set herself up in a way, lifts her legs back up, and goes back into total silence. A minute or two after, she starts fidgeting, like she opens her legs and then closes them back up. She sways them to one side, then to the other. She just wouldn't stay still. I'm starting to get weirded out because it feels like she's trying to undo a wedgie with just her legs. She's still super focused on her screen. Then she starts breathing louder than before. By this time, I'm barely paying attention to work. I'm wondering if she's having a seizure in front of me. Without saying anything, she suddenly jumps out of bed and goes into her room and closes the door. At this point, I'm genuinely not thinking much more than, that's odd. I was super busy with work. And it didn't take long before I was back being fully concentrated. About 20 or 30 minutes later, I'm in the kitchen and I hear her come out of her room. She walks in and she's drenched in sweat, like completely soaked. She's now only wearing a shirt and undies, or very short shorts. She's super red. I said, Jesus, what did you just do, run a marathon? And she just tells me she just did some really intense yoga. When I go back to my room, I pass by her door and this waft of sex smell hits me like a train. I peek in and I don't see any exercise or yoga equipment around, but her bedding is all shifted. The yoga stuff wasn't even in her room. It was still out by the terrace where it normally is. I did not get one single thing done for work the rest of the day. At some point, I had to stop working, lock myself up, and do some yoga myself. A bit ago, I made us dinner. She came over at the end of the cooking to help me plate everything. We sat down and had a really lovely time. We went through 2 bottles of wine. After a bit of laughing, there was a silence, and we just stared at each other for a solid second. She broke the silence, saying she'd do the dishes. We both got up and started bringing everything back to the kitchen. We both cleaned everything, joking and laughing throughout. It was actually really, really nice. We just had this comfortable, cozy vibe going. At the end, she was facing away from me, putting some dishes away, and I couldn't help but approach from behind and give her a hug. I grabbed her by the waist first and slowly moved my hands forward. She grabbed my hands as they moved until they rested on her belly. I rested my chin on her shoulder and our cheeks touched. This was all in silence until she said, "This is nice. It's nice to have you back here," I responded. "It's nice to be back." She then turned around and hugged me normally, resting her head on my shoulder. We stayed there a little bit for a moment, and little by little we started to swaying. Growing up, it wasn't rare to walk in the room and see my parents hugging and slow dancing. It's a thing both my sister and I have done with significant others since always. We don't really do it with each other, though. I couldn't say with certainty that we've never done it before, but it's definitely something we don't do generally. We did our little dance, then we stopped. She pulled back a little, just enough to make eye contact. Her face is like 4 inches from mine, and she says, "Tonight was really nice. We need to make more time for this." I agreed. Then she said, "You know what could make this night even better?" I made hard eye contact and almost just whispered, "What's that?" And then she pinched both of my nipples super hard, but like so hard. I'm cursing her while trying to stick my nipples back into my chest. She laughs loudly and goes out to the room skipping. She said she'll be going out with her friends, so she's getting ready. I'm sitting here feeling like we just had a date. At the same time, though, I wouldn't say she's giving me total unambiguous signs she's trying to do something. She's doing the same things she's always done before, but taking them up a teeny tiny notch, with the exception of the hanging out naked in her bed. That's the main thing that has me thinking something's afoot. We'll see. Like I said, I'm not necessarily interested in escalating things, not yet at least. I'm enjoying what's happening regardless of what this is. It almost feels like I'm hanging out with my sister. And then we have these moments when something switches off and I'm having a crush over this girl who's no longer my sister. As the last couple of notes, she hasn't seen this guy she was supposedly seeing since I got here. She hasn't even mentioned him, so I wouldn't think that they're still talking. My parents are on standby for the weekend. We'll know if they're coming home on Friday. But if they don't, I may try to take advantage of the weekend. Maybe host a small party or something like that. Something my sister and I have to do with other people as a couple. I don't know. We'll see if they'll be here. Okay, I'm rambling again. I'm sorry for doing such a long post. I try to be more concise as I move forward. I'm sure it's pretty tedious to go through 60 paragraphs in order to read about 2 things that happened. Thanks, you all. Till next time. So this is update number 2, and I always read 3 posts at a time. Well, that's what I did with the other one, so here it goes. Hello again. Let's try to make this quick and jump right in. I got a call from my parents. They won't be making it home this weekend. My sister and I discussed what we wanted to do, and we decided we'll have a little party this weekend. Still not sure which day, so that'll be fun. It'll mostly be her friends and some of hers and some of their significant others. Yesterday morning, I decided to take off. I woke up early, took a cold shower, and was making breakfast before 8. It was a really nice, warm morning. I made a huge meal for both of us, set it out on the terrace, and called my sister to her phone to wake her up. When she picked up, I could tell I had woken her up. I told her the food was ready, and she said she was coming. I figured she could just go back to sleep after breakfast if she wanted. She didn't really have anything to do until late afternoon. I'm going all out to make the breakfast table as Instagram-friendly as possible. I'm in the zone and get pulled out by a good morning behind me. I say good morning back before I turn around, and when I did, my sister was standing just behind me in her underwear. This really fancy bra and panty set. It was teal with some lace on it. No fucking way she had woken up like that when I called her. First of all, I've seen this girl wake up a million times. Her staples are a set of hair that resembles a rat's nest, dry drool down her cheek, and the baggiest shirt humans are capable of manufacturing. This was the categorical opposite of that. Her hair was perfectly brushed and held up in a bun. She must have had it, at the very least, some makeup on. And the underwear just didn't seem like anything you'd ever wear if it wasn't an occasion. In the moments like these, I always seem to forget to play it cool. I don't know. I guess I just naturally act like I would have acted around her. I could only say, "Jesus, what is this? The Victoria's Secret Company breakfast?" She chuckled and said it was from having gone out for dinner the night before. She said she came home a bit drunk and went straight to bed. I didn't want to let the food cool down, so I just came straight from bed. I just let it go and we started eating. As we ate, we talked, joked around, but I could not stop myself from taking glances at her. At some point, she caught me just staring at her boobs, and she just quietly waited until my gaze met hers. She just smiled at me and said, "Thanks again for breakfast." I responded with, "You've changed a lot since we've lived together." She then said, half jokingly, "Well, big brother, it's because then I was but a girl. But you've come to find a woman." And then she did a little bit of a superhero pose. She never calls me big brother. That was weird. I replied with, "I can see that." I felt like I needed to let her know I liked how she looked, so after a pause I said, "That must have been some date you were going to with that underwear. It'd buy you the whole fucking restaurant if you showed up like that to dinner." In a funny voice, she said, "Oh, don't even stop." And did a little gesture with her hand. She then clarified, "It wasn't a date. I just went out with some girlfriends and felt like wearing a confidence booster. I'm not seeing anyone right now. I have this thing going with somebody. But it's uncertain. Plus, I have you taking all my time as well. So I'm not even talking to this person." For a second, I genuinely thought that she was throwing me a hint. But the way she said it was too serious in hindsight. I don't think she was. I asked her if this was the guy I knew about. And she said that it wasn't. She had been having this super informal thing with some other guy since before I came. Before I even broke up with my girlfriend. That was disappointing. I said, "She'll have to bring him around for me to meet him." And she said, "Yeah, right. Like I'd shit where I'd eat." Which I'm so puzzled by. After that, we went back to the breakfast. And then business as usual. I'll be posting another half update now with some thoughts I have. I'll let you know how the weekend goes. If another update is due, I'll do it for next week. That's all. Till next time. Okay, so I decided to do the update 2 addendum since it was part of update 2. So that's this. In the spirit of keeping developments and self-reflection separate, I decided to post this little addendum with today's update. I stayed up all night thinking about precisely what I want from this situation. Many of you have asked me about it, and some of you have even messaged me to tell me what it is that I want. LOL. As a side note, I've gotten these wild messages where people are going, yeah, right, you don't want to fuck your sister. I say you do want to fuck her. In fact, I say you love your sister and you want to be in a relationship with her. I bet you even want to marry her, don't you? You've thought about it already and you know it. In fact, imagine how pretty your sister would look being pregnant with your baby. And then the one person finished their sentence saying, wow, as if I had just been caught dead to rights. I don't know what that means. Okay, so first of all, let's all chill. Let's take a deep breath and calm down. I kid you not. I got like 5 messages that were basically all the same. So I want to reassure you that we are friends here. I have no reason to lie. If anything, I don't really feel any pressure to hide anything regarding how I feel here because none of you know me. So with that out of the way, I'll bring you into some of the thinking I've done. These are some questions I've been asked a lot by some of you, and also some of the questions I've been asking myself. Let's tackle the big things. Am I in love with my sister? No, I'm not. I do love her, yes. Things are changing in our relationship, but I'm not in love with her. It's only been like a week and a half or 2 weeks that things have been happening. It's hard to explain what I'm experiencing, but it's definitely not love. It's more like a crush. Do I want to be in a romantic relationship with my sister? No, I do not. I just came out of an 8-year-long relationship. I was practically married. I had pictured the rest of my life being spent with somebody else. Dare I say, I'm still in love with my ex-girlfriend. It's only been like 3 months. Now, does that mean I'm not interested in exploring some sort of romance or intimacy with my sister? It doesn't. Not to open up too much to strangers on the internet, but I'm pretty emotionally vulnerable right now, and it does feel kind of nice to have the sort of tension, flirtation, and romantic moments with someone else. Particularly, someone I am so comfortable with. My sister knows every single facet of my personality, and increasing the intimacy we have feels like a natural, using the word super fucking liberally, progression. Also, we live in separate countries, so I'd be putting my money on a lame horse. Logistics alone would be a nightmare. So no incest wedding for the time being. Do I want to impregnate my sister? Jesus, no. I didn't even want to have kids with somebody I wasn't related to. I fucking hate kids. So no inbreeding for this guy, thank you. Or any breeding for that matter. He must not have a breeding kink. There it is. So where does that leave us? I made a couple of decisions regarding what I'll do and where I want to do things. I like this tension that we have, and I want things to keep moving at the rate they are moving, but I will let her set the pace. I've decided to start making little moves myself, just to see where she takes us. But at the end of the day, I don't want to push too hard or spook her or make her feel uncomfortable. After all, while there are some pretty good signs that she's doing something, she hasn't given me any explicit indication of what she wants. So we'll move as slow or as fast as she wants, and we'll give her plenty of time to change her mind or stop thinking. As I recognize I may be more willing to have some level of romance in this relationship dynamic due to the emotional vulnerability, I'm wary of making her feel like she must meet a certain expectation because of it. I'm trying to deepen the relationship with my sister, not manipulate her into flashing me. Plus, with me being her older brother and the way we were raised, I do feel like there's a certain power imbalance in our relationship for obvious reasons. I want to make sure that doesn't play a role in pressuring her to make her feel like she has to do anything. I'll also be cautious to make sure that my vulnerability isn't exploited. I mean, I would never think of my sister as deceitful or manipulative, but I also wouldn't have seen her as the incestuous kind. LOL. I trust this person with my life, but still caution will be the name of the game for now. I have some ideas of what to do as my first few moves. We'll dial up the flirting and physicality. Those will be easy as they both already are happening to an extent. I'll leave with that. See you next weekend. In the meantime, stay safe and behave.